Hello, everybody. It's Alessandra. Welcome to my podcast with Find Your Voice with Alessandra. Hello. So it has been a while since I have done a podcast, and I've missed it, and I've missed you guys. I so appreciate you all listening and chiming in. And, well, I guess chiming in would be your responses to the podcast. Yes. So let's just say yes, chiming in. So I wanted to share with you a little exercise that usually I would do, visually. I actually just made a video of it in my Facebook group, Alessandra's Voice Students, and it's all about breathing. And we tend to hold our breath even when we're not singing, when we're speaking. Like I could say, oh, I'm holding my breath now, or maybe I'm a little excited in this moment, so I have a lot of more air in my, in my upper part of my body instead of just dropping down in my belly. So I came up with an exercise called the key exercise, and it's not about range or pitch. It's literally using keys to kind of shake. Now, in this moment, I don't have keys with me. I'm using a necklace. You can hear it. It's pretty heavy, like, doo. So I started playing with this exercise years ago when I first started teaching, and I even share it in my masterclass that's happening soon. Here's a plug for it. Begins March 9th. My Find Your Voice masterclass with Alessandra. And so right now I have this heavy necklace. I actually got it in Berlin. I got it at this awesome market, but you can hear it's kind of heavy. I'm shaking it. So what I notice is when we're thinking, we tend to hold our breath. We tend to stop breathing. And so what this exercise does, shaking the keys, in this case, the necklace, I can throw the necklace up in the air and let go of my breath. I'm shaking the keys. I'm not so self-conscious about how I'm breathing. I'm just letting it move through me, however it shows up. I'm not judging it. Woo! And the necklace is even smacking the phone as I'm recording this. And I could just kind of stop shaking the keys and bring my attention to that and be like, oh my gosh, this podcast is not perfect. But no, I'm just keep going. So I like to play with this especially when I'm introducing something to a student that's kind of new or it's a little bit out of their comfort zone. So I often notice that we all have more range, more range. We can sing higher notes or go lower in pitch than we've conditioned ourselves to think. Did I say that right? Oh, who knows? So let me say that again. We all have more capacity and vocal range. We can go higher or lower than what we think we can. So it's just a matter of exploring it. The voice is such an incredible, it's an incredible muscle, and it's also just an incredible instrument. And sometimes when I'm encouraging a student to go a little bit higher with their sound, a little bit stretching and pitch on a vocalization, there can be, it's like, oh, there can be that tension of, oh my gosh, I'm singing high. How is this going to go? How am I going to do that? And so a way to get out of their head in a way is to shake the keys or shake the necklace in my case, in this moment, before you even start. So you're shaking the keys, you're letting your body kind of relax, and you're letting go of your breath. You're just letting it just show up as it is without trying to make it a certain way. You're just noticing it, maybe letting it go. Right? shaking the keys. And what's cool is, you know, so if I'm like, okay, we're going to go a little bit higher, there might be some hesitation, right? Because, oh my gosh, can I do that? My brain is thinking like, can I hit that note? Oh my word. And so shaking the keys, it's a nice distraction to just like let your sound go without controlling it. So you're giving yourself a direction of where you want the sound to go. In a lesson, I might say, okay, feel from different places to, or some visualization. But I also like this key thing, you know, I'm holding it. So I notice like if I stop, if I'm talking and all of a sudden I notice that I've stopped shaking the keys, it's probably because I've got caught, I've stuck in my head, or I started to listen to myself. So then I stopped shaking the keys because, I stopped the movement. So it's kind of a good way to explore that. Oh, keep going, keep shaking the keys, or shake the necklace. Oh my goodness. And, or throw it up in the air while you're singing. And just be playful with it. And let it just, it's like getting out of your comfort zone. Sometimes we, even as professionals, it's like, oh my gosh, what's going to come out of my voice today? Oh my gosh, you know? And so it's a way to get, in a way to feel your body, to get back, to notice yourself, just being present and being in the moment. And letting yourself really, yeah, be present and explore. And if, you know, like I could be really judging this podcast in this moment because maybe it's a little silly. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but I'm just having fun in the moment with you, exploring this with you. And I would encourage you to do the same. So just for fun, you can also join my Facebook group. I just shared a live on this, and it's a visual, so you can see what I'm doing visually. It's Alessandra's Voice Students. You can send me a DM. It's Alessandra Filippi on Facebook, or at singwithalessandra.com. But I would encourage you just to kind of get some keys that you can shake and just play with your voice as you're shaking the keys and just notice where you're feeling from, how it feels, what you're enjoying, and yeah, and let me know. I would love to hear how you play with this and what you notice about your breath. And you could play with this, you know, before you give a speech, before you do anything really, even if you just want to get in a playful mode, and to relax, to let your nerves move through you. You can shake the keys and just let it serve you. Okay, have a great day. I am doing a masterclass. It's 4 weeks. It's singwithalessandra.com. Find Your Voice Masterclass. This is one of the ways we're going to explore. And it's so much fun. And have a fantastic day.